here's today's No Sweat News. Wow. Holy moly. Wait to hear this whiskey story.
Okay, here we go.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to do it last. It's going to be the whiskey chaser to all this insanity this week. Dateline Pennsylvania for story number one. Police in South Strabane recently tracked down a burglar who broke into a Taco Bell in the middle of the night, stole $300 from the register.
Uh-oh.
They found, thanks to a license plate picture on a security camera, and they were easily tracked him down. When they first ran his name, they found that it's not the first Taco Bell he broke into. No, this guy's been arrested for breaking into at least 30 other Taco Bells.
Oh, my goodness.
West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, PA.
Holy Moses.
Joshua Logue, they put out a all-points bulletin for his arrest, and he was easy to find.
Why?
Well, he was already in jail in Indiana for breaking into a Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
It's got a Taco Bell thing.
Well, on one hand, Taco Bell has a very good customer. He loves their food.
I love Taco Bell. Believe me, I love Taco Bell. I'm not going to rob the damn place.
Well, but you're not him.
It's true. I am not him. I am doing me, David.
Exactly.
I can only do me.
Well, he's doing him.
What a jerk, jagoff.
He needed to do.
Now, speaking of jagoffs, what idiot came up with this idea? I don't know if you saw this or not, but last week, the Kraft Food with a new hashtag contest.
Yes.
You were supposed to take a photograph of you enjoying Kraft macaroni and cheese and post it on the internet with the hashtag send nudes.
Send nudes.
Send nudes. Hashtag send nudes. N-O-O-D-S. See, nudes, like noodles. Send nudes.
Oh, that's
N-O-O-D-S.
Good. You got me for a second.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Well, the internet being what it was that particular day, that was what they were going to be outraged about.
Yeah.
How dare you connect something so American and pure as Kraft macaroni and cheese with sending nudes.
You can't send nudes of nudes?
Can't send naked pictures of noodles?
No.
I thought about stripping down and creating some mac and cheese, but no.
You're going to send pictures of mac and cheese noodles, put a little robe on.
I know.
Put some kind of sweatsuit on. I don't need to see any nude noodles.
I want a little a naughty black bar over the naughty.
Exactly.
Well, everybody got outraged, so they canceled the whole goddamn thing.
There it is.
No fun for you.
That's what's going to happen with everything.
Nudes. Send nudes.
No nudes.
What intern came up with that idea? And now, Dateline New York, this is it. This is the greatest whiskey no-sweat news story on the planet.
Okay, this is exciting.
This will forever be on the mountaintop. Not Mount Everest. Not Mount Rushmore. The Mount Everest.
Wow.
Of whiskey stories.
Oh, I love this. What a buildup.
Dateline, New York State. Up near Syracuse, Albany, that sort of area. Have you spent time fixing up your home during the pandemic? Well, a guy in New York was working on his house earlier this month. Finally redid the mudroom. Found a bunch of 100-year-old whiskey hidden beneath the floorboards of the mudroom.
Oh, yes.
The bottles date back to 1923. It is 97-year-old whiskey.
That's like practically Prohibition whiskey.
Gets better.
No, you're not.
When they bought the house, they were told that a bootlegger used to own it. But they thought it was just, you know, one of those things that gets said about town.
That's great.
Turns out it was true.
Oh.
Now, some of the bottles were empty. The booze had evaporated because the cork went bad.
Oh.
Anyone who knows anything about corks and storage knows that if the cork stays wet, some of the bottles ended up being stored upside down. That golden nectar is still in there.
Oh, so, oh, my God. So how much? That's gonna.
They found multiple bundles in this old bootlegger's house stored under the floorboards in the mudroom. Each bundle had 6 bottles.
Wow. So how much is this worth, you think?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, because
It's not clear. I mean, it's 97-year-old whiskey.
Let's take it out and drink it. At least sample it.
For now, get this. owner says he might just put them on display by replacing the floor with thick glass and sealing the bottles in there.
What?
Like some kind of display at a whiskey lover's museum.
Oh, what the?
And I just want to cry. Because, well, number one, I wouldn't be able to afford it at auction, so I probably wouldn't taste it anyway. But just the idea of someone actually tasting it, I don't know. It gives me hope for mankind.
I want to drink it now. What are you talking about? You're going to seal it up? That's like finding the Ark of the Covenant.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, sealing it up.
Right?
You got to put that. No, you got to share that. You can't be greedy, my friend. Share that with the world.
I mean, it's the opposite of greedy. He just wants to every now and then walk in his mudroom and look at it.
Who the hell wants to look at alcohol?
Seriously.
It's the thing we drink.
Amen.
Not look.
Unbelievable, right?
I'll look at a picture, a painting.
There's a reason why I didn't tell anyone the town, because I know that half of us would drive out to every town outside of Albany and start ransacking houses that looked like they had mudrooms.
I'm thinking of doing it.
What on earth?
Tomorrow's Friday. Wow. I might get in the car immediately after this program and go up there.
Is that insane?
Well, that's fantastic.
He finds all this 100-year-old whiskey and he's like, meh, I think I'm just going to leave it.
He doesn't even want to
sell tickets. You can come in and look at it.
He doesn't want to sample it just for a little bit?
Dude, that's what I would do.
I would sample it and then I would sell it.
Oh, mama mia.
This would be like $100 a shot is what I would do.
At least.
This guy's
100-year-old whiskey? I can't even. I mean, Pappy Van Winkle or whatever it is, that old Pappy from down south, goes for $1,200 a bottle and it's 25 years old.
Wow.
And you're lucky to find it. I've seen it on the store at my bourbon shop, right? I see it on the shelf and it's got like a $1,200 price tag.
Right.
And then in 1 week it's gone.
Yeah.
Someone's buying it.
Someone is.
This is 100 years old.
I'm telling you.
I'm a bootlegger. I'm telling you, man, that's incredible.
That is incredible.
No sweat news for today. Tomorrow we do the quiz for the Pearl Jam streaming code, thanks to pearljam.com/vote, and the STP streaming code for tomorrow night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.